Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We are running a little bit behind because we are supposed to have another guest join us, and we are having some technical difficulties. The lovely wonders of the internet world are fantastic when everything works terrifically, but unfortunately, it's not working terrifically for us today. So hopefully our other guest will be able to pop in a little bit later. You are watching Hashtag No Limits, and I'm your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people whose society has placed limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms into the butterfly. As if that's not challenging enough, it then has to struggle in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly once it gets out of the cocoon. None of that is easy. I don't know that personally, but I don't think it's easy. And neither is busting through the limits that society has placed upon a person or a group of people. And today, my guests, I'm saying guests because I know she's going to make it on. I know she's going to get here. Are from a group called ABLE. And right now we have Katie. We're hoping that Colleen will get to be able to join us. And we know she will. It's not a hope. We know she's going to join us. So Katie, tell us about ABLE. Tell us about yourself, how you got involved with ABLE. And thank you so much for being here today, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Shelley, for inviting us. And yes, we hope Colleen will be here because it's way more interesting to hear about ABLE from one of our fabulous actors. But I can tell you, as the founder and executive artistic director of this organization, ABLE stands for Artists Breaking Limits and Expectations. We are a Chicago-based nonprofit that creates theater and film projects for, with, and by individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And Colleen was actually, and I know she'll be here, Colleen was
She is actually, like, I can see her down at the bottom. I just didn't want to interrupt you but Colleen, if you can hear me, I'm going to pull you up in a minute. I just didn't want to do it until I felt like she was ready because I can see him still moving around getting ready.
Perfect. Well, you'll be excited to meet Colleen because she was actually one of our founding ensemble members. So ABLE started unofficially in 2010 as a little teeny weekly drama club inside Gigi's Playhouse Chicago, which supports individuals and families with Down syndrome. And that little drama club grew and grew and grew and grew and grew until in 2016, we founded ABLE, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. Hello, Colleen.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, good. Video works, audio works.
Yep, it works.
You're here. It's good to see you. Sorry. So I just introduced myself. Again, I'm Katie Yeo, founder and executive artistic director. Do you want to introduce yourself, Colleen?
Sure. So my name is Colleen Altman. I joined ABLE in 2010. My first ABLE performance was Romeo and Juliet. The first time I was on stage, I felt happy and where I'm supposed to be.
That's awesome, Colleen. Let's hold the rest of your speech for a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome. So that's very exciting. So 2010, it's now 22. Mm-hmm. You have been involved with ABLE for 12 years. Founding member, Katie just said. So that is extremely exciting. And I apologize, Katie and Colleen, I always forget this businessy side of stuff because I'm so excited to always get in and talk to my guests that I forget to tell the guests or the audience that's watching. Please go ahead and comment. If you are watching through the Facebook group page, you will have to give StreamYard permission for them to post your name. If you are watching live, please give us a hashtag live and where you're from. This person has done that. She's a regular watcher, mm-hmm. and she knew, and that actually reminded me to do that. So hi, Fran. And then we have Melanie. Hello, Melanie. She says, go Team ABLE. And then we have Maria Yo saying, mom and dad are here. Gee, I wonder which mom and dad she might belong to. So So yeah, for everyone else who's watching, if you would just give us a hashtag live in where you're from, or a hashtag replay if you're catching this in the replay, and then make sure that you like, subscribe, or follow this channel so that you don't miss an episode of Hashtag No Limits. Next week is my 100th episode, and I am super excited to be at the 100th episode. I would love to be able to have 100 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and if I get 100 subscribers between now and then, I'm pretty close. I'm like 10 away. Then I will do a drawing of some sort to give away for my 100th subscriber. And then I'm also going to do some giveaways during the 100th episode. So you want to be sure to be here next week, same time, same place. So I apologize for having to interrupt you. I forget that business stuff because I'm just so excited to learn about you guys and what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, Colleen, so glad that the internet worked out and that you're able to be here with us. So you said you've been part of Able since 2010. What are some of the favorite roles that you have played?
Ooh, so my favorite roles have played. I was played from Juliet, from Romeo and Juliet.
That's your favorite one, is playing Juliet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like about Juliet, Colleen?
Well, I really like about Juliet because he's very lovely, romance, and a Capulet.
That's true.
Uh-huh. You like the Capulets better than the Montagues, huh?
Yes.
We love some love stories.
Yeah. So did you have to kiss somebody in that scene?
No.
Colleen has actually done Romeo and Juliet twice with us. It was our very, very first show when we started at Gigi's Playhouse in 2010. But then on Zoom, we did a Zoom Romeo and Juliet we called Romeo and Juliet Remix.
Funny.
We couldn't have kissed each other even if we wanted to because we were all in our own homes.
Right, yeah. So, Colleen, how old are you now?
I'm 25.
So let's see. So 25, and you started in 2010. So doing the math really quick. So you were like 13 when you started?
Yeah, when I was 13 and when I was started. Yep. So right now I'm 25 and it says 25 Productions.
Oh,
yeah.
You've been in 25 Productions, or Able has done 25 Productions?
Both.
Both.
Oh, wow. So you've been in every one that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Just
about. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That is really cool. So I was thinking, you know, because being 13, I bet that would have been really awkward to have a kiss scene for Romeo and Juliet. So I'm glad you didn't have to do that.
So I was helping the nurse for the Juliet. That's what I'm, we have the, some people has other people's roles from Juliet, and that's like when I was a play the nurse, and I was, when I did the nurse to help Juliet.
Yeah. Wow. So the way we work with our classical productions, Able does a mix of classical productions like adaptations of Shakespeare stories like Romeo and Juliet, but we also devise our own stories. But within our classical productions, actors share roles. So during the course of a play, you might see 13 different Juliets or 7 different Romeos. And sometimes, depending on our cast size, folks will get to try on a couple different roles inside the same story. So there's a narrator that's kind of helping the story move along, and we have some signature costume pieces that let you know who is who. But Colleen got to be both the nurse and Juliet in different scenes throughout the course of the show. So we get to explore different sides of our personalities, different emotional experiences, and different types of characters in that way, because none of us are just one type of person, right?
Right. That's very true. That's very interesting. And does that make it more challenging, or does that make it easier for the actors to have multiple roles within the same scene?
I don't know. Colleen, do you like Do you like having lots of different characters, or do you like being able to focus on just one character?
Well, I like to focus all characters.
All characters.
So is all the characters I have been on, like the films, The Curse of the Seven Scrolls, The Spy Who Knew Me, and lots of Shakespeare plays, and where they write their own stories, like What You Will, and tell us about them, who they are. That was, we did rubbing in over those lines from Abel, and I'm really a great leader.
That's true. Colleen mentioned dropping in, so that's a way that we help keep track of playing multiple roles within a show. We within our ensemble, we have our teaching artists who are responsible for kind of directing whatever piece we're putting together and sort of shaping curriculum. But we're also supported by our facilitators, and that's a team of volunteers who bring in their own professional performing experience or expertise as we have some speech pathologists on our facilitation team. We have educators on our facilitation team, different types of performers. Anybody can be a facilitator with us. And our facilitators kind of take on the challenging part of like remembering our blocking, memorizing those lines, and really partner with each actor to ensure that they know where they're supposed to be. They got the right costume on, and they're ready to roll on stage as we're switching characters or switching scenes or switching storytelling devices. So our facilitators are a huge piece of keeping everybody on track.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like that would be necessary. I only did a few plays in my lifetime. We have a little community theater near where I am, and I participated in a couple of those as an adult. And I don't think I could do multiple characters. There was one where I did play multiple characters, but like only one of them had speaking lines. Mm-hmm. And even that, it had very minimal lines. And I was always nervous that I was going to mess up my lines. So Colleen, do you get nervous when you go out to do performances, or have you done so many of them now that you're just super comfortable?
Well, I was not that nervous, though. I was feeling so proud of what I did over the acting and over those years before. And they had a great roles, great stories, and we did the songs of the music, like True Colors, and we did wonderful things in around acting. That's a part of Able.
Yeah, so we try to put the focus on fun as much as possible, right, Colleen? It should be fun to be up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That is so awesome. So, Colleen, it says Able devises original stories and also does adaptations of classic stories. Which do you like better?
Well, sometimes I really like the devised plays because I really like creating on my own stories. Like you can pick a original, or you can write in Shakespeare or a poetry or something like that. Maybe I can choose both because I really like both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Colleen just did a really cool devised story for us last fall called The Love Song of the Fairy and the Centaur. And I feel like, Colleen, the way you devised that and worked with Matt and the rest of your team, you were able to bring in all the stuff you love into that story, right? You did some like real poetry. You did sign language in there. You had a song. Like there were lots of pieces that we were able to fit into that story, because we could create it to tailor it to the people who were in it.
So that was awesome. That was going to be another question, was have you ever written any? So when you say you devised it, that's writing it, right? Or
yeah, devising's it's a big process. So we're using games and activities and kind of some coaching with our teaching artists and facilitators to improvise and imagine the story. So we might start with characters who are like really different than ourselves, or we might start with personal stories, right, and ask questions and kind of share stories like who has someone who has helped you make a change, or tell us about a time you did something that scared you, and use those personal stories as a jumping off point as well. So we might take kind of a fantastical approach, or we might take a approach a little more rooted in reality. But then we, through the course of rehearsal, do some games and activities and improv exercises to start to flesh those stories out. The teaching artists go away and turn all of that into a more kind of cohesive script. And then that's what winds up being on stage. So it's a really collaborative experience for everybody involved. There's little bits of everybody inside those devised stories.
So how many people are typically from beginning to end of a presentation involved? Because that sounds like there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of collaboration. So how many typically does it take?
Well, every production's a little bit different, but in general, we within an ensemble, we'll have up to 10 actors, and then 2 teaching artists, and then somewhere between anywhere from 3 to 7 facilitators who anchor that ensemble. So around 20 people per ensemble. Sometimes our ensembles will collaborate together on one big show, like Romeo and Juliet Remix. Romeo and Juliet Remix from start to finish had about 70 people on screen. Actors, facilitators, people flying in and out in different roles and different capacities throughout. Or sometimes those ensembles will work really delicately on their own piece. So The Love Song of the Fairy and the Centaur was part of a bigger project called The Forms of Things Unknown. And inside that, each ensemble created 2 stories. So each of those stories had maybe 5 to 10 people inside it, as opposed to all 20. So it really depends on the kind of vision of whatever story we're making. And then our feature films, The Curse of the Tempest Jewel and The Spy Who Knew Me, which Colleen mentioned, both feature ensemble casts of 20 actors with Down syndrome. And then some of the rest of us poking up in supporting roles throughout. And that's not including also our backstage folks, obviously, lighting teams, stage managers, video editors. We try to make all of our performances accessible. So captioners, ASL translators, all the folks that are working in different capacities around the stage as well.
So when you're getting ready to do let's say a play, a live production. So this would be a little bit different than the film editing. What's like the approximate time frame from when you start it to like how many practices a week, and then to when it's actually performed for audiences to come and see?
We go pretty quickly through a semester. Colleen, how long are our semesters usually? Do you remember?
Well, what I do about this ABLE semester, we did talk about acting, and over those years about it, Midsummer Night's Dream, and then like kinds of plays if you want to be a part of this semester. Is I do really like the able ensemble dance parties, and
dance parties an important part of our process.
I do really like the ABLE rehearsal.
Rehearsals. So if you want to be a part of a semester, we'll register for the semester in like July-ish time. Orientations start like right now. Orientations starting like this weekend for our current semester. And then we have 10 rehearsals to build whatever that piece is. A dress rehearsal in the space, and then we go live. So it all happens over a pretty tight, usually 12 to 14 weeks. There's a break somewhere mid-semester for teaching artists to really write those scripts and finalize. So we'll spend the first, I'd say about 5 weeks, really digging into, if it's a classical story, exploring characters, exploring setting, making sure everybody knows kind of the basic plot. And then there's a moment where actors can audition, or at least let us know, I'm really interested in this character. I'm really interested in a sad scene or a dramatic scene or a comedy scene. And they can let us know what excites them so we can fit them into the best scene for them. Then we have the latter half of the semester to really rehearse those scenes and finesse them. And then it goes live. when we're devising, we use those early weeks to generate content and material. And then again, around like week 6 or 7 or so, we've got a pretty set script that we're working on. And it's just a matter of figuring out transitions and making sure that staging is happening.
That's awesome. And I really love how you give the background that you know, it's not just here, this is the play we're going to do. Here are different parts you can play. I really appreciate that, getting in depth and learning about as much as you can of what that play really is, the overarching theme and what the characters might feel and what they're going through. And I'm really helping everybody kind of get an idea. Katie, how many like classics have you done in the 12 years that you've been involved?
Oh my, like, me personally or Able?
The organization.
As a whole. That's not math I have right off the top of my head. We've grown pretty steadily over the years. I would say we started, Colleen came in and we had 7 actors when we first started with Colleen. And now, we have in a typical semester up to 4 ensembles and 40 different actors. So, I think total we'd be looking at 2 feature films, 6 digital projects, and something like 22 plays, 22 stage productions. So whatever it works out to. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. And it's so cool. And I'm in Illinois, but I am very far south of you. Like if I was going to come and watch a play or a production of yours, I would have to spend the night. Once I got there, I'm that far away. So, so speaking of that, how do people, so like with your film projects, are those available for people like myself way down in Southern Illinois can I access that somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website has a ton of content available on it. If you visit ableensemble.com, there are a couple places you can check out. So there is, you can look at our past projects and there are links. If you click Able at Home, actually, that will take you to a couple archival captures of some of our stage performances. So you can watch some things there. There's things to stream. And then if we scroll down to the bottom of that, there's also a link to our Vimeo channel, which is where you can rent or purchase our feature films and also some of our classical productions like Twelfth Night and Cyrano de Bergerac. But these are the ones that are up free of charge right now. We also have a lot of content, little things from rehearsals and kind of shorter scenes on our YouTube channel. So there's plenty to explore at ableensemble.com.
This is cool. So if you don't mind,
just
briefly, I don't know if there's one that, I don't even know if you can see the names of them, but.
Colleen, if we want to see Colleen, she'd be in that one that's called Thereby Hangs a Tale Monday Ensemble.
This one? Okay.
Yeah, she's in there with that group of folks.
Okay. We should be able to. Just for people to get an idea, can you see it?
I'm Katie Yo, I am the founder and artistic director for Able Ensemble. We are thrilled to have all of you here tonight. This show is a special show because we made it ourselves. So you're the first people in the world to see it, and you might be the last people in the world to see it. I hope we have a great time. We've spent the past 10 weeks in our rehearsals together thinking about change. Now, we started the semester with a questionnaire. Everybody answered the same set of questions. How does change make you feel? Tell us about a change you didn't like. Tell us about a change you did like. Talking about specific changes. Have you ever moved? What's your favorite time of year? And we built from there, looking at where we have things in common, where we have something really unique and different to say than somebody else. So everything you're going to see is words that have come from our actors themselves, just a little bit of help from our facilitators. But this is a really personal show, so we're thrilled to share it with you, and we hope you enjoy it. Just some housekeeping. Of course, we want to say a huge thank you to everyone from Chicago Shakespeare Theater, who is always the most gracious of hosts. Thank you. We are a little bit shyer to be up here.
I keep going. We try to integrate movement as much as possible.
Did I go too far? Did I miss Colleen?
No, Colleen will be further on. This is like the very beginning. So we're sharing here different types of change or examples of change as each person's coming in. So we can skip a little further to get to Colleen talk about travel for her moment.
Oh, there she is.
I love to the beach.
Uh-oh. Now if I can go back a little bit.
Travel.
Trying to get her from the start. There we go.
Claire has been my best friend. We did Girl Scouts together. We have sleepovers. We eat McDonald's. I hope that never changes.
My sister finished high school. Now she's in college. I can travel and visit her.
Travel is a change I love.
I love to go someplace new. I've been to Las Vegas.
I like sending from
I need to get a fancy
That is awesome. I'm going to have to come back and watch these later when I can watch the whole thing from start to finish, because I quite enjoyed that. Colleen, how does it make you feel to see yourself up there doing that?
Well, I do remember a handles. So my favorite stories about Hangs on Tales about Las Vegas, and I just went there for my 21st, and now that's why we did a talk about the story about Hangs on Tales about Las Vegas and like kinds of stories, like to be crazy and fun, and I felt very happy and proud. I was never get nervous at all. I was a great acting skills of the Hangs and Tales during the play. If you guys watched.
Yeah, that's a great show. It's one of my favorites. I've got a soft spot for that show.
Yeah, that was really good. Like I said, I'm going to have to go back and watch it. And so you said she would be on the Monday one, and I noticed that there was a Thursday one, I think.
Friday, yeah. So that was one of the instances where we had several ensembles. We had three ensembles that semester. Two of them did that kind of change storytelling process. And so the Monday ensemble and the Friday ensemble had two separate shows. And then we also had a third ensemble that semester that made something completely different. They did a cabaret performance that was wild. more of a variety show. That's on that website as well.
Awesome. So I'm going to pop up the link to your website here in just a second. It'll be up on the screen. But before I leave your website, is there anything else that you want me to show from the website itself?
We are super excited about our brand new headshots of our entire team. And I'd love to point out Colleen is, in addition to being one of our actors, she's also one of our creative associates. So she's on our staff. If we go to our team page on our website, you can see our whole team of teaching artists, but also our creative associates. And that's a new initiative we've started this year, where we hired and have employed Colleen and five other longtime ensemble members to co-teach outreach workshops and professional development sessions and some of our community building, community engagement programming outside of our regular ensembles. So they've been working really hard through the course of the year, and we're really glad to be able to be an inclusive employer and offer employment opportunities for this population who we know faces really strong rates of unemployment or underemployment or has other challenges to getting involved in the workplace. So we're really glad that we can offer those opportunities and give folks a paycheck for doing the stuff that they love doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, the whole unemployment thing is very sad, but I am seeing one of the reasons that I very much love doing hashtag no limits is because I'm able to see across the country where that is starting to change because of all the different environments that are opening up. And so that's very exciting to me. So Colleen, I have another question for you. Do you like to play characters that are the same as you or different than you?
Ooh, so I like to play characters who are different than me, because I can try on different costumes and show a different side of me.
Ah, great answer. I love that. You get to sort of come out of your shell a little bit more, don't you? And try to be something else and see what that's like. So have you had, I know you said that playing Juliet was your favorite, but have you had a character that was very different from you that wasn't Juliet that you enjoyed playing?
So I was playing Juliet. So it's just for the beginning of the story. Just like what we did for the Montagues and Capulets and Romeo and Juliet story. And second of all, we did about, I do like all the characters because it's different, because like all the kinds of characters I want to be, like Juliet, someone who plays Tybalt, someone who plays the Montagues, and someone who's played the nurse. And we did, we talk about the best able ensemble, and we have, when I was creative associate for now, and because I'm very proud about the anime back to we have the great performers of ableensemble.com.
That's true. There's lots of great performers there. Colleen, I wonder about do you remember who you played in As You Like It?
I do like As You Like It. So when I was graduated from As You Like It, so and now we did the lot of 16 plays or a lot of plays.
So many plays. As You Like, I'm trying to think of some of the characters you've played who are very different from you. As You Like It was maybe one, you did that one scene as Orlando. And 12th Night, you were Olivia. And I think Olivia can be pretty serious and sad. So that was very, right, to stay very focused was kind of sometimes tricky. Yeah, it was really tricky with Olivia because she had to be so straight-faced when everybody else was being really silly.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, how do you feel when you are performing?
Well, I feel very proud of performing. I was never nervous at all. I was feeling proud.
That's wonderful. And I can sense just from the few minutes that I have been getting to know you that you are generally a happy person. And so I think what Katie said of playing someone who is very serious and had to say, keep a face from not smiling. Was that hard for you?
Well, I was trying to be a great actress or actor. And then Sometimes we are smiling, sometimes we're serious, and like kinds of emotions, like we did play the emotions game in over the Able online and stuff, and then we did in person from Able, and we have lots of opportunities to learn to help Able grow.
Yeah, we do take a lot. We do a lot of activities where we think about different types of emotions, don't we? We play things like here to there, and we do pass the face,
mm-hmm.
and we did the one online that you loved. Mm-hmm. When with Kaylee, do you remember the game you did with Kaylee and Perry with the sad and the angry emotions?
Yes.
Yeah, we talk a lot about emotions at Able to try to make sure everybody's in touch with all the different ways we can feel.
Yeah. So you said you play a game called Pass the Face.
Yeah.
Did I understand that right? So what is this game?
It's pretty much what it sounds like. I'm going to make a face and I'm going to pass it to you. You've got to make it. And then you can make a face and pass it on to somebody else. So it's a little trickier online than it is in person. We can stand in a circle and look to the person next to us and pass it all the way around. Right. But let's start, Colleen. Should we start with sad faces?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start with my sad face, and I'm going to pass it to Colleen. Oh, she added a tear wipe. That's good. And are you going to pass your face to Shelly?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, good. She added hands over her mat. Yeah, there's different ways to look sad. You can pass that one to me. And I'll switch it to, I'm going to switch to a surprised face. Colleen. Nice. Can you pass it to Shelly? Nice. So then I'll do.
Oh, that's so cool. And so then do you talk more about like what you might feel when you're having those facial expressions?
Absolutely. And a lot of times we'll realize, right, when you pass, especially if you pass something like sad faces and it's been going around to, you know, 10 different people, sad, sad, mm-hmm. sad, sad, or angry is another big one. We realize how we have to shake that off or take a deep breath or try to do some stuff to help us recenter after we've been passing and sharing those hard emotions. And we can also sometimes think about times when we maybe have felt that way or what we did that helped us feel better. So there's a lot of work that we can do to think of how, not only recognizing the emotion, but also how we deal with it.
Yeah. And I imagine that plays beautifully into playing the different characters because, you know, there were only three of us, but each of us had a slightly different look on our face for the same emotion.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. So Colleen, do you like that game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite face to share or to pass? I'm sorry.
All right. So my favorite face to pass is what about happy?
A happy face.
You like the happy face? How did I just kind of thought that was going to be the one you would say because you seem like a happy person, like I mentioned earlier. Oh, that's very good. Yeah, I'm not good at that. That is so wonderful. That's awesome. So it says that you were hired as a creative, and we talked about this a second ago, as a creative associate. What's your favorite activity to teach to others?
Well, my favorite to teach is, we did the teach of being a creative associate. We did a lot of to help Monday Ensembles packets, and we did a lot of work about leadership behaviors and all the kinds of all in there in the workbook.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing in the workbook, Colleen? Do you have a favorite game?
My favorite for my activity guide for my game is Yes Let's.
Yes Let's. Do you want to explain what is Yes Let's about?
Okay. I have an idea. Yes Let's
do acting.
And then what should we do? So we say, so Yes, Let's is a great game because it's working on accepting other people's ideas, saying yes to each other's ideas. It's a great improv game. So if Colleen had that idea, yes, let's do acting, Shelly and I, we have to say, yes, let's. And
yes, let's.
All,
okay.
And we all do acting together. Drama, serious. What's another one? Colleen, could you give us another idea?
Okay. Here's my favorite in another idea.
Okay.
What about I have an idea. Yes, let's play basketball.
Yes.
Oh, I can do that.
Yes.
I can do that. I can, yeah.
Everyone can act too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for including me. I couldn't, I was like trying to, when you said let's act, I'm like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But the basketball one I could figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like?
Acting and basketball is all my favorite things to play the yes, less for. And you have an idea. Is all we talk about the imaginations about in a storytelling. We did so on the Sunday we did I was grabbing the script in the black bag and then I just say the line of the jokester. And we did, I really memorized those lines and drumming in is a good thing together.
Yeah. Lines from a hat is what Colleen's talking about, where we'll just put random lines from different stories and you have to reach in and see what you get and try to get into character as quickly as you can and take on a different role. So,
wow.
Some good listening and keeps us spontaneous.
Yeah. And that's one of your favorite activities?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like that one so much?
So I like it so much because I really like to be on live on the news here. But I like that. And I know a lot of people can see and hear, and I really liked about Able because being on Able Ensemble is on the great acting place a lot. And movies and films over the world. We did a Los Angeles, and then I saw Kideo and Lawrence Kern in the Los Angeles, and we had a lot of fun. And we did the Spy Who Knew Me movie.
We did
that. Did a lot of great acting. That's why I really liked about Able.
Yeah, not everybody knows who Lawrence Kern is, maybe who's watching, Colleen, but Lawrence wrote and directed, yeah, he's here, wrote and directed both of our feature films, and he's one of our teaching artists. But Spy Who Knew Me got recognition from several film festivals. One of them was the Awareness Festival in Los Angeles, and Colleen and Claire and Fletcher and Lawrence and I went out to do a panel for that film festival, and we won the Audience Choice Award for
narrative. Wow, congratulations.
So that was a really special trip, right, Col?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. So do you get to travel with the Able Ensemble often, or was that once and done?
Well,
that was pretty special, but that was a big one. But Colleen is doing, so as a creative associate, we have some workshops where we go offsite. We have our own programming, right, where people come to us, but through our outreach program, we go to other schools or community centers or work with different organizations to share more about what we do. So Colleen and our creative associate, Matt, and I will be going to North Lake Theater next month to do some professional development. And we've gone to some other organizations like NSSRA. We've done virtual stuff with a theater company out in California. So we try to share what we know around as much as we can. But the film festival was a pretty special occasion.
Yeah, that is so exciting. So digital products, movies, adaptations of classic stories, any just singing or performing like that, or is there singing involved in some of the plays?
Music's always a little bit of a part of what we do. It's harder on, as I'm sure anyone who's tried can tell you, trying to do virtual Zoom singing or Zoom music is very challenging. Yeah. But we always integrate music in. A lot of times we'll take a familiar melody and write our own lyrics, or we will kind of mash up some songs that we love that fit the theme of whatever story we're telling. But there's quite a few companies around us who do like full-fledged musicals, and Colleen is a part of one of them. So we like to focus our resources on being able to create our own work, or maybe do some stories that are less seen or less known that folks wouldn't have access to.
Okay. So Colleen, you're part of another program that does musicals?
Well, I do love musicals a lot. So we did Saw 6, Hades Town, and I do really saw the Life is Good. That was my favorite. So I saw Kaylee in The Life is Good.
Yes. And,
I really like all kinds of musicals. They have a great opportunities for the best musicals of singing. Like they have the mashup, like Firework, Don't You Forget Me, and we did in a Fairy and the Centaur. We've seen about Forever by the Beach Boys.
True.
And I like that song.
Yeah, you like that song?
Colleen's being diplomatic and trying not to like talk about other companies' work while we're together. But Colleen also works with a company called Special Gifts, and she's done lots of shows with them too for musicals. But we do also make a point, and it was good of you to bring up, Colleen, that we try to go see other people's work. So we'll take field trips out as an ensemble to go see some other shows around the city and see what other work is happening and make sure we're involved in the theater as audience members, as well as on stage.
That's awesome. So Colleen, do you like to sing better or speak better?
Well, I can choose both because I love to speak and sing.
Oh, okay. Are you a good singer?
Yes, I'm really a good singer. So I always singing in Able a lot. I'm always singing through colors. I always sing the mashups we did with ensembles. And we did Firework and Don't You Forget Me. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is Centaur and the Fairy. I like to sing Forever by the Beach Boys.
And you wrote your own lyrics for that version of it also, you and Matt.
Yes. That's fun. And I do like to sing about everything and acting and everything. And like, that's a part of the greatest stories and scenes all together with Able. And so I know you miss Peter from Able. So
yeah.
And now we did, Peter is a great music teacher. We did, Peter played piano of the True Colors and the mashups.
That's true. Peter Van Kempen is one of our fabulous music directors. We have lots of our teaching artists all come with varying expertise in different styles of performance and different genres of performance. So we can really pull on everybody's know-how to make sure that no matter how somebody likes to be on stage, they get the opportunity to do it. Puppetry, improv, Shakespeare, music, whatever folks want, we try to integrate as many styles as we can.
That's so awesome. So Colleen, mm-hmm. what would you say to someone who has been told that they cannot be an actor?
Cannot be an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, so sometimes I was a great actress. And now, because I get nervous or not nervous or maybe like some people does of the Down syndrome, and then we did you said to me about we had to be, you like to be on live and be on the news, and you want to interview something about acting. And then a lot of things around, like great performances, like kinds of things about acting, and about there is nothing to be very worried about, because I really love acting and singing and dancing a lot.
Yeah. So would you tell somebody, don't give up?
And I was never give up. And now sometimes the people doesn't want to give up. They're just, we did acting along with Abel.
Yeah.
What if I was really nervous about acting, Colleen? What if I was having like bad stage fright, or I didn't think that I could go on stage? What would you say to me?
And all right, so if you're feeling nervous, and there is nothing to be very nervous about, and now, like, if you get nervous, it's all to do need is some relax, and we have a toolbox. That's what we did at Miami Club in Kitty Yo has.
Yes, we do have a toolbox. So if you're feeling nervous, you can grab a fidget or sunglasses or headphones or whatever is going to help you from the sensory toolbox so that you can connect and create on stage.
That's awesome. So this Fran that is joining us today, I have another podcast called Friday with Fran, and we often talk about a toolbox and what we might put into our toolbox about different concepts or different strategies that we want to use. And so I like that you guys have your own toolbox. Yours is a physical toolbox. Ours is more of a symbolic toolbox, but I really appreciate that you have an actual toolbox there.
Love it. I mean, I've got my fidget right here.
I normally have, and I don't have one with me, but yeah, normally I'm using, like, so I drink soda a lot, and I take like the little bottom piece off, and then I kind of twirl it and move it around in my fingers frequently. But so today I'm like, I'm moving around more because I don't have the actual fidget thing.
Yeah, we do that. We talked to you about, right, Colleen, we have our breathing for calm is one of our tools that isn't in the box, but tools that we know. Mm-hmm. So we do some good breathing, some good centering, or talking to a friend. We talk about, yeah, lots of those. There's lots of things we can do to help us not be nervous. But we believe everyone is able to connect, to contribute, and create. That's what we say at Able. And so there's space for everyone on stage. We just have to figure out the right way and what support they need in their toolbox to make sure that it's possible for them.
That's awesome. What a great organization, Katie. I'm so appreciative, both of you and Colleen, being here today. We're at the point where it's time to wrap up. So do you have any last words of advice?
Well, I have a last word of advice.
Okay.
ableensemble.com.
perfect advice, Colleen.
That's awesome. So, but you guys are only located in the Chicago area, right?
Well, we are, our home base is in Chicago, but we, with Zoom technology, we've been able to connect with folks from all over. So we have ensemble members in Arizona. We've got facilitators who Zoom in from New York. So we do keep some virtual programming. Some folks we've found have actually really connected a lot better that way. I think they don't have to worry about the transition of getting from home to a studio with the lights and the unfamiliar things. So Zoom has been great for some participants. And we move around quite a bit, but we've got great friends. If you reach out to us, chances are we know a company in your area to who we can connect you with. There's great folks out there like Colab in New York, Pink Umbrella in Milwaukee, Open Spot, which has locations all over the place to also offer these types of opportunities for folks who all deserve to be on stage.
That is so cool. Well, I have very much enjoyed playing Pass the Face and Yes, Let's. And I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to incorporate those at my next family gathering.
Theater is for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And I come from a cast of characters in my portion of our family and my husband's portion of the family. There are characters on both sides. So
there you go.
We can certainly incorporate some of these games, and we like to play games. So that's even better. So we do have one last comment. That's from Fran. She says, thank you. It's been a great No Limits. And I appreciate you all. Please, please make sure to like and subscribe to the channel, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're watching in Facebook. I am trying to hit that 100 subscriber mark before next Tuesday when I have my 100th episode. My guests then will be two people from Mentra, which, if you have not heard about Mentra, it's basically a LinkedIn for people with disabilities. So they are finding jobs and finding corporations to match up with each other. And so I'm excited to have them on, and I want as many of you to join as possible. And again, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Pass this on. All these comments that have happened today are wonderful, because with the Facebook algorithm, the more comments, the more likes, the more things that happen on that particular episode, the more people Facebook shows it to. And what Able Ensemble is doing is amazing. And we want more people to know about you. We want as many people to know about you as possible.
Thank you. Us too.
So, Colleen, thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Katie, thank you. Have a great rest of your day. And next time I get up into the Chicago area, I'm going to see if you guys are doing a performance. I would love to come and watch.
November 19th. Save the date.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there the first week of November. I don't know if I'll make it back the third week, but
it's our first time on stage in 3 years.
So. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. 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 Oh, well, no. And November 19th is my sister-in-law's birthday, and she's in the Chicago area. So I could maybe come and celebrate her birthday with her.
Great time.
So, all right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the people who have joined. Again, thank you, Katie and Colleen. It's been a great show, and see everybody next week.
Thanks so much.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.